Hello, welcome to the Influencer Effect. I'm so excited for this episode. I have a very special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi guys. I am Carly. I live in, I'm just kind of going for it.
Yeah, no, go for it.
When people say introduce yourself, I'm never like, hi, I'm just Carly. Like, no, I got to give the
whole spiel. I need the full story.
So Carly, I'm 30. I live in Boca Raton, Florida. I am both a full-time influencer and therapist. More influencer, I would say, more part-time therapist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are you known for as an influencer? What do you post about? What platforms do you post on?
My main platform is TikTok, but trying to sneak on Instagram a little bit more, because who knows what's happening in the world with TikTok.
Yeah.
My stuff is very just my life, very lifestyle. I have no niche. I never wanted to kind of conform myself like into like a little box. Mm-hmm. I just was never good at that. I tried a lot of times when I was starting out. I was like, oh, let me try this area or let me try this area. It didn't work for me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to showcase my entire life.
I love that.
I do a lot of relationship stuff. I do a lot of just like day in the life, living in Boca. I did a lot of wedding stuff, kind of like taking people through my journey of living.
I loved your wedding content. Like, I was low key sad when you got married. I was like, the wedding content's over.
Like, it was fun.
I'm obsessed with all things like bridal and wedding. And so, like, I love following that content. That is so fun. So how long have you been posting? Like, how long have you been an influencer? When did you start posting on TikTok?
I probably started posting like during COVID, just dances like we all did.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to be a dancer. No. Yeah. Those didn't do too well. I didn't start taking it seriously probably until 2021, even 2022, actually, now come to think of it, where I started posting a lot about my breakup. So I went through a really bad breakup where I was like blindsided. I was living with the guy. It was someone I thought I was going to marry. We were living in LA together and I was also working for him. It was a whole thing.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I think I just started being really like vulnerable and open. And I was constantly trying to find people who were also going through a breakup. Cause I'm like, you know, misery loves company. Like let's be depressed together.
Yeah.
And yeah, people really related to it. So that's kind of how I started.
No. And I feel like so many people have the story of like, I had something crazy happen in my life and I was like, why not document it? And then it changes your life for the better.
Yeah.
Like that's amazing. Like what a way to like make a terrible situation work in your favor. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So what inspired you to post? Like, was it just like one day you were like, screw it, I'm just going to post? Or was there like kind of like always a voice in the back of your head that was like, maybe I should do this. I see other people doing this, you know?
I mean, I always wanted to be in front of the camera. Like that was always the thing. That's why I moved to LA. Like I wanted to act at one point in my life. You know, I did like commercials. I was always doing extra stuff like on TV shows. And so I've always wanted to just be out there.
Yeah.
And I think TikTok kind of gave everyone the platform to put yourself out there and to be in front of the camera and be creative. And I was just having so much fun editing videos and trying different things.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would become anything, to be honest.
No, I totally agree. Like I kind of felt the same way. Like I also wanted to be an actor growing up. I was like totally a theater kid. I did all the shows at school and like stuff like that. And I was like, I just like want to work in the industry. I did a semester in Los Angeles when I was at school and I loved it. Of course it was 2020. So we were sent home, but no, I totally feel that. I feel like there's such a like theater kid to influencer pipeline, like because it's all the people who like love to like, you know, record themselves, love to create content and like, why not try? Why not go for it? Was there anything like that specifically inspired you to post about your breakup? Were you ever like afraid to post about it? Afraid that like the guy would see it?
I was definitely like a little afraid at first. I feel like I don't know. I didn't, I didn't know if I wanted to open up about it. I didn't know if I wanted him to see it, but I also like didn't really care because I'm like, screw you. Now I kind of, once I let go of giving a shit, that's when I think I honestly started doing well.
No, I love that. That's kind of like leads into my next question. Like, how did you build an audience? Was it like kind of like a quick thing or did it progress slowly?
No. Not quick. I envy those girls that just kind of blow up. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, must be nice.
Not quick. It was definitely a progression. I mean, I've been doing it 3 years now. Mm-hmm. What is it? 2025? Oh, my God. Yeah. 3 or 4 years now. Whenever, like, beginning of COVID. So it's been a slow growth. And I'm not, you know, I'm only at like what 140,000. Like it's not anything.
That's like still so impressive. Like I saw this thing where it was like, think of 140,000 people in a room.
That is you're so right.
The number of people.
It's just hard when everyone around you is, you know, is either growing so fast or they have such a big following or they went viral overnight or you know, it's hard when you're trying so hard every single day. But I kind of let go of that. Sorry, now I'm like rambling, but I kind of let go of that. Just like, oh, I want to be so big. And now I'm just like, I'm posting for the audience I have rather than posting to try to like become this big viral. I don't know.
And I feel like people focus on followers too much because what I think a lot of people don't realize is brands and even just getting paid on TikTok is based off of views. Yep. Like that's what brands care about. That's what you're getting paid for. Mm-hmm. So even like I started growing like this, all this growth has happened to me within the past year, but my videos were performing well. So I was making decent money and I was like, okay, well, I don't care what that number says because as long as I'm getting those views, that's really what matters. And that's what brands don't care. Yeah. Like if you have 1 million followers, but you're getting like 5,000 views only like on your videos, then like brands are going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go with the smaller person who's getting more views, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's totally all about engagement. And and I think a lot of people who have those massive followings on TikTok have been posting like literally since the app started. Mm-hmm. I've noticed like because it's just like they've had that time to grow and it just takes a while to build an audience. Yeah. It's just, it's not, I mean, it does happen for those select, very lucky few who just blow up overnight, but the more saturated it gets, the harder it is to grow that following. So like, I think people do tend to get discouraged when they see their following isn't going up. But like, as long as you're making engaging content and your engagement stays strong, like you're being successful, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. Do you remember your like first viral video? Like what happened? Like, where were you? What did you post about?
I mean, what do you consider viral these days?
Honestly, anything. Like, my first, like, I'll tell you the story of mine.
Yeah, tell me.
I've kind of talked about this before, but basically, I was posting, like, lifestyle content. It wasn't even lifestyle, though. It was literally, like, one day I'd post, like, a meme kind of video. Like, you know, like, those, like, CapCut videos, and the next I'd post lifestyle. Like, there was no consistency to what I was posting. Yeah. So, like, I was struggling. And nothing was like, you know, clicking. Like here and there, I'd get like a video hit 10,000 views and I'd be like pumped. But like then the next one would hit 200 views and I'd be like, all right, what's going on here? And then last year, I started just like randomly on a whim. I was like, I'm going to post about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at the Super Bowl after party because there was this video going viral of her wearing his jacket that he wore into the party. And I was like, let me just be like totally like, I don't cringy about this and be like, oh my God, this is so cute. I love it. And like, did that video get a lot of comments? Like, this is so cringy, parasocial relationship, blah, blah, blah. It did, but it also got 1 million views. So I was like, all right, there's something here. People like to hear me gossip for some reason. So let me see what's going to happen next. And let me keep posting about this kind of stuff, you know?
So, that's kind of how you found your
90. Thing. Yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to remember my first, like, viral video. I don't even remember my first viral video. Probably something with my now husband, but boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. I did a lot with him, and that I think people just like really liked. There was one thing I did. This was like a very viral video. I think it had like 24 million. Yeah, and it was so stupid. It was like it took me 2 seconds too, which you're always like, ugh, of course, the videos that take literally no time. It was like a video of a plant, of us buying a plant together, like a real plant. And it was something along the lines of, my boyfriend told me if I kept this plant alive for 6 months, we can get a dog. And then I showed the plant dead, being like, she didn't get the dog. That was my first like big viral video. What annoyed me so much though was at that time, I don't remember what following I had. It's definitely smaller, like maybe 30s, 40s. But I remember getting so many followers that I didn't want.
Like people who were just like not there to see your normal everyday
Yeah,
content.
like old men or like random like boys with like fish pictures. And I'm like, I don't want you. Like, I want the girls. Like, find me the girls. And so going viral, like, yeah, it's great. It's fun, whatever, but it doesn't always attract your most engaged audience.
And I feel like I totally get that. I've like accepted. I'm like, you know what? I'll take whoever wants to follow me can follow me because it'll eventually lead to the people who like if the haters are gonna follow me to be haters, then they can, but it will eventually lead to the people who actually want to see my content, just like more eyes. I keep that's what I just tell myself. I'm like, a view's a view, It is what it is. But yeah, no, I definitely have had some videos and they're viral when they hit the side of the internet that you're not usually on, and you're
Oh
like,
my
who
God.
are these people commenting on my
No,
videos?
I get that way too often, and I'm like, okay, I need to go away. Like, stop. Get off this side. Once it goes viral, you're gonna, that's what you're gonna hit.
No, I totally, yeah. No, it's, and that's kind of like, it's like bittersweet because you're like, oh, I'm pumped. This video is doing well. But oh no, all the angry people are here right now. And I always get comments and I see them because they're like my filtered comments that are like, stop deleting comments. I know you're deleting my comment. I'm like, no, TikTok is deleting your comment because you clearly said something bad that they don't want out there. And like, I think a lot of people who don't create content don't understand that, like, not Facebook, Instagram and TikTok both filter comments. Like, we don't have any control over that. I'm like, engagements, engagement, so comment whatever you want unless I'm literally like,
Like, I don't care.
racist or homophobic, then I'm like, okay, we're not commenting that. But yeah, otherwise I'm like, comment what you want to comment. But I've literally had people DM me, be like, stop deleting my comments. Like, stop. I'm like, I'm not. You clearly
Stop
commented
deleting it.
something so horrible that it was filtered.
Yeah, like sorry.
Like, sorry. But yeah, no, it's crazy. And I remember like the first video I posted that got a lot of hate was about Brooke Schofield bringing all of Matt Rife's exes on stage for like her like canceled tour because she had talked about how she dated him and he wasn't like a good guy to her. And so then she flew all of her exes to DC, which was like his favorite place to perform. And I was like, this is so petty. I love it. And all the men were like, because I made a joke about Matt Rife not being a good comedian, which I would never do now. I'm like a lot more like I was very harsh back then because I was like, no one's watching.
Were you?
Yeah, I was more harsh. I was definitely more harsh. I wasn't as afraid to be like, screw them, like they suck. But now I'm like, that's not the nicest thing to do. I should probably not do that. Like, they are real people, and I've realized that when like people who I make videos about have commented on my videos, and I'm like,
Oh my God, who has done that?
This just happened, actually. Are you watching The Traitors?
Yes.
Carolyn commented on one of my videos, and I love her. I've been cheering her on. I was devastated when she was voted off, and I made a video about how she kind of insinuated that Danielle told Brittany that she was a traitor and like broke her NDA, and she was like, I never said that, like I'm never talking again. Like, she wrote this whole thing. She's like, I never insinuated. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I said it was rumors the entire time. I was like,
Oh my God, that's crazy. You probably get like a decent amount of
It depends. I've had like friends of the people also be like, that's a lie. Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm very careful to be like, allegedly, this is a rumor. Like, you know, like I have to be careful with that stuff.
Well, like too. You must have to like really keep up with all the trends and like all celebrities.
I'm like chronically online. I had Spill Sesh on my podcast and we both post like very similar content. And she was like, I am on my phone all day. And I'm like, yeah, if you want to get the content up, you have to just be up to date with literally everything. I like follow every news channel on my, like, that's my Instagram feed is like E! News, Us Weekly.
That's
like,
exhausting.
It is exhausting. Yeah. Sometimes I like, if you see me only post like one video a day, you know that I'm taking a little bit of a breather that day.
You post more than once a day.
Oh my God. I post like, my goal is 2 to 5 times a day. Yeah.
How do you have that much? I mean, I guess, because you're talking about other things, like other people. Like, I don't have that much happening in my day. I can't post even once a day.
It's just because, like, there's always something happening. And, like, some days are slower than others. But, like, I don't want to be the one who missed out, you know, who missed talking about something. Especially, like, when, when all the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively stuff dropped. That was, like, 7 videos in that day. Because stuff was continuously coming out about it.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, no, it was crazy. I mean, I love it. And like, I would not trade this job for anything. Like, I absolutely love it. It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me, but it is definitely a lot of work, which I think is kind of like controversial to say, I guess. People get like a lot of hate as influencers.
It's so much work.
For saying it's a lot of work. I'm not saying that it's hard work. I'm not saying that I'm like a surgeon, like I know that work is a lot harder than mine, but it's definitely time consuming for sure.
Yeah.
And like I love it, so I'm happy to do it. But yeah, no, it's
so time consuming.
It's very time consuming. Yeah. But it's great because I get to work for myself and make my own schedule. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the best part about it. Is that and yeah. For me, it's also just being able to connect with, like, a community.
100%.
I think that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's a big reason why I wanted to do this, too.
Yeah. What does, like, a day in the life look like for you? I know it's probably so different every day. So, like, I kind of even, so like, different. I like to, like, give a little disclaimer when I ask this question. Because as a content creator, I know that each day is so, so different. But, like, just say, like, your average day in the life. What would that look like?
Okay, well, let's talk about what I did today.
Okay.
So I woke up this morning. I woke up at 7:30, did, you know, skincare routine, didn't film it this morning, didn't feel like filming a day in the life today. I did one yesterday, so I was like, okay. Because they're exhausting. They take everything I do 20 more minutes. So I was like, I'm not filming anything today. You know, had some breakfast, and then I had 2 therapy sessions because I am a therapist. Mm-hmm. So I had 2 therapy sessions, and after that, I was invited to Ring Concierge, just opened a store and like the Boca Raton Town Center. So went there, shot some content there, came back, did a little like email admin work, and then I got on this podcast. So. Yeah. And
that sounds so fun to me. Like, what a fun day.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. And I really can't complain. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing I can complain about.
Yeah.
I think I get burnt out a lot in terms of content. Like, I get in ruts. I don't feel creative. I don't know what to post. And then it stresses me out because I'm like, oh, I'm missing opportunities and I'm not going to grow if I don't post. So that part of it, you know, I can't complain, but that part of it gets to me.
Yeah. There's no like, okay, let me shut my computer for the day. I'm done. That doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's
pros and cons for sure. But like, I don't know. I feel like the pros weigh out the cons. And I'm sure you do too, because you're still doing this, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm still doing it. I love it. Obviously, it's hard because it's not stable. It's not a secure job by any means. Like, there are months where I'm like, oh, I'm literally making no money. And then there are months where I'm like, great.
Yeah, no. And yeah, there's no stable income. Mm-hmm. But I got laid off twice last year. So I keep telling people, I'm like, that wasn't stable either, you know?
Right. It's so true. Far, nothing, what is stable?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
I agree with
that. No, this kind of like, I became a full-time influencer, not by choice at first, because I was laid off 2 times. Same. Yeah. No, exactly. And then you're like, all right, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I was working for a dating app for like 2.5 years, and I got laid off of that, and that's when I was like starting to build my TikTok. Nothing like crazy. I probably made like $500 for a brand deal. Like it wasn't anything insane. And I was like, you know what? I'll give myself 6 months to just like fully go all in and do this on my own. And I'm like, I can't go back to a normal job.
No, like being your own boss is just the best. It's
Best.
a such a freedom. And like, let's say like my boyfriend and I are like, we want to go on vacation. I'm not running that by anyone. I'm just going on vacation. And will I be working on vacation? See, that's like the give and take. Like, I will be working on vacation.
Oh, like I was
But
working on my honeymoon. Like I'm creating content, I'm posting it. Like I need to feel like I'm keeping up, where I'm not like, oh, I'm on vacation, I'm shutting everything off. But it's fun.
But it's fun, exactly. Like with you, like with lifestyle, people want to see that. People want to see what you're doing on your honeymoon and stuff. Like, that is so fun. What was like your favorite part of like filming wedding content? And like, did you work with any cool brands? Like, what was that like?
Trying to think. I worked with Minted for all of my invitations, which was so fun because they're such a cool brand. It was so fun to work with them. They like designed everything. It was just like a fun experience to walk people through. And then what else did I love doing? I just loved like the actual wedding content. Like I loved that I had a content creator. I edited all of my stuff, so they just literally handed over all the raw footage and was
That's
like,
so
here you go.
cool. So you hired someone for your wedding to like create content for you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, all I did was hold up a phone and press record. They didn't
No, but
create
that's so
anything.
cool.
I
That's so
created
cool.
it all.
Yeah, you're like, but I made the content.
I did everything, which
Yeah.
took so much time, but I love like it was so fun to have all that footage and like so much content came from it. And yeah, it was a fun era. And like I loved filming like my bachelorette and everything I wore for it. And I miss it because I just had so much more content. Like now I'm just married and like living with my husband and like in Boca. Like I'm not doing anything crazy.
I know, but it's like a new era, like young and like married for the,
Yeah.
I was gonna say for the first time, like hopefully for the
Hopefully
whole time. But like a new era in your life. I find that so interesting because
Yeah.
like I'm with my boyfriend now, like that's like the path we're on. Like we've been
Yeah.
together for over 3 years, and like I think that's why I love consuming all of this like wedding content because I'm like, that's gonna be me
That's
soon.
gonna be soon. I'm like,
Yeah.
the engagement's so fun. Like everything about it is just like
Oh my God.
so
No, I
much.
could
One
literally.
thing I will say to you that I told my boyfriend at the time, I wanted him to record like the ring shopping experience because obviously I wasn't a part of that, and that video went viral.
That's cute.
Yeah, so I don't know, something to mention. I was like, just like record things. I was like, no pressure, but just like when you go and do things, like I want to see, like I want to know what you
Oh
experienced.
my God, I would love to see my boyfriend vlog because he's literally an occupational therapist. Like, couldn't be further from like in the entertainment world
Yeah.
at all. But like, that would be so fun to watch. I should tell him to do that. But yeah, no, that's why I feel like I'm like, oh my God, one day
Yeah,
that'll
I
be
thought
me.
so fun.
It's so fun. You were saying you went to Ring Concierge. Is there like any other like cool, crazy event? Like, what's the craziest influencer event that you've attended? Because some of them are wild, and I've only been to a handful, and
Probably
like,
Amazon. I feel like that they just like they go all out. That was probably the craziest one, just in terms of like so many people there, so many influencers, so many celebrities, so many activations.
Was it for Prime Day? What was it for?
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think it was Prime Day.
That's so cool.
I've definitely been to a good amount of events. I live in Florida, so there's not that many that happen here as much as New York. I went to so many when I'm in New York. Also, I feel like the people aren't as like sometimes as nice here
Oh no.
than like what I see in New York, like the actual
Yeah.
influencers.
Have you had
Like,
like any bad experiences with some
yeah, like I went
influencers?
to an influencer event in Miami, and like there was this group of girls, and they're very big, so, like, I'm not going to name names, but they just, like, were not that friendly, and they were so much younger than me, like, I don't know, like, literally, like, just graduated college, like, and I'm 30, and they just were so consumed with, like, who had, like, the highest following, and, like, if you didn't, and if you weren't on that level, it's, like, you didn't mean anything, and I'm, like, you were a child, like, you were literally 10 years younger than me. And so that's
like being respectful. Just, like, say hello. Like,
that's literally I was sitting at a table. There was four of us. And one girl, like, couldn't look my way.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. That is...
It's crazy.
I'm like, it costs $0 to be nice. Like, just be a nice person. Like, and I understand people have, like, bad days and stuff like that. But, like, how hard it is to be like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm so and so. No, that like blows my mind. That
like if you're an influencer and you're listening to this, just like be fucking nice.
It's not that hard. Nice person, please. Or anyone listening.
Yeah, anyone.
If,
but
if you're in any sort of group event and you see someone by themselves, not talking to anyone, like, go and introduce yourself. You know, it's not hard.
I'll never understand it. And I don't understand the entitlement. I don't get it.
Like, I don't get it either.
We're all like, the crazy thing is like, we were all invited to this event.
Yeah.
Your following number does not make you any better.
No. Like, you guys were literally all given the exact same invitation and asked to come. Like, it's equal playing field. Like, I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. What is your, like, process for dealing with, like, that in real life and also just, like, the negativity that, like, we face as content creators online?
I get so much hate.
Yeah.
there's, like, a whole Reddit thread and, like, I look about, like, me, like, and, like, being a therapist. And it's just so crazy. Like, what? Because I share my life, like, I can't also be a therapist? Like, no one's asking you to be my client.
You're not like, and then I met with my client Samantha today, and she said that she's really anxious. Like, no, you're not doing that.
No. Yeah, I get a lot of random hate, but honestly, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
When it's about someone that I love, like, when someone's talking about my husband, I'm like, fuck you. And I will, like, go to bat. When it's about me, I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, please keep talking.
Yeah. Again, like, a comment's a comment.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Where, like, what's your goal? Like, do you see yourself influencing in the next 5 years? Like, what's your plans moving forward as an influencer?
Well, I don't know. I think, like, my dream is to be, like, a momfluencer. So hopefully when that happens, you know, I'll have, like, a whole new, like, era, which I'm excited for eventually. But, yeah, I'm hoping to keep doing it. I'm not ready to move to, like, full-time therapist. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. I get very burnt out from it, and I love doing content. So for the next 5 years, like, I hope I can keep doing this.
Yeah, no, like, honestly, like, I think we all hope, like, it's such a dream job. Like, you know, why wouldn't we want to keep doing this? How is it balancing being a therapist and being a content creator? Are there days where you're just like, I can't do this anymore? Or, like,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
When I have, like, back-to-back sessions.
Yeah.
After them, I just want to, like, close my computer and, like, lay on my couch and, like, watch a TV show. Like, the last thing I want to do is pick up my phone and record. And I think that part is hard because, of course, you know, there's always this pressure to, like, put out more content and create more things. And I don't post as much, I feel like, as a lot of, like, my content creator friends do and stuff. So I do get stressed about that. But I just get so burnt out.
Yeah, it's a lot. And, like... Like, I don't have any help. Like, I don't know if you have any help. No, like, a lot of the major content creators that you see are lucky enough to have a whole team behind them.
Oh, no.
And I have a management team that I love that helps me out a lot with, like, you know, introductions with brands and stuff like that and getting good deals with brands and making sure that, you know, I'm not taken advantage of, you know. But besides that, it's kind of like running your own business, which is a lot. It is running your own business. Yeah. Do you like have any advice for people who would want to go into content creating, people who might be afraid to post their first video? What would you tell them?
And this is so cliche, but like, just do it. Like,
yeah.
You're in control of it. Like, mm-hmm. no one's going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, everyone wants to be, like, everyone wants to do it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if people are judging you? Mm-hmm. I'm sure my stuff was sent around in 100 different group yep. chats from mine high too. School, college. But, like, who's laughing now? Like, I get to go exactly. do these cool experiences, and I get paid to, like, show my life online. Like, just do it. Don't, you know, don't let that stop you. And talk about what you're passionate about. Like, whatever you like to watch, mm-hmm. try to do that, because that's what's going to be the most authentic. Like, show things that you really love. Talk about things that you love. Yeah. Even if it's controversial. That does yeah. well, too.
Did you have experiences with, like, people you knew in real life kind of, like, talking to about what you do oh, behind yeah. your back?
I lost some friends who, sorry. Honestly, at the end of the day,
weren't real friends.
They weren't real friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think, I think jealousy is a lot of that. And insecurity, like, I don't think it was about me. It was about them.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if you lose friends or people are talking about you, then like, they're not really your friends.
No, totally. And like, it's like uncool until you do something cool. And then it's like the coolest thing ever. And people right. are like, oh my God. Like,
I think it's cool yeah. to begin with. The fact that you can make a video, like take the time to yeah. create something, edit it. Like,
mm-hmm.
like anyone starting should know that that is cool.
It is 100%. And I've always thought, like, no matter the size of the content creator, I've always, yeah. like, and before I started posting, I was envious of them because I was like, I want to be doing this. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can. No one's mm-hmm. stopping me except for, like, the voice in my head telling me yeah. that it's something embarrassing, you know.
I always remind myself when I'm, like, doing stuff in public, like, if I'm, like, taking my tripod somewhere or I'm shooting yeah. content in public, like, no one knows if I have 5 followers or a million.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So just do it, you know?
Do it. Why not? No, I completely agree with that. And I think that's the toughest hurdle to get over. Yeah. It's just not caring. Okay. And yeah, no, that was hard for me for a while. I refused to post anything while I was in college because I was like, right. I see so many people every day and we all follow each other on socials. And but the minute I graduated, I started posting, which I think about where I could be now if I had posted while I was in college, you know.
Oh yeah, same. It took me a while to get any courage to do it.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, screw it.
Why not? Why not? It could literally change your life. Mm-hmm. You could quit your 9-to-5 that you hate, like, yep. you know?
Which most people do.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I don't. I was talking to my friends about this. I had like a little Christmas party and everyone was like, I hate my job. I hate my job. I hate my job. And I was like, I love my job.
I really like what I do.
I was like, I can't relate. I love my job, which like hopefully TikTok stays.
Hopefully. But you're pretty big on Instagram too.
I'm growing on there for sure. But TikTok is by far my biggest platform. And yeah.
Are you doing partnerships with brands? Because like, how does that work with like, celebrity
gossip?
Yeah.
No, I have had some amazing opportunities. I think it's definitely not as many as like the lifestyle and makeup and all of that, because there are just more brands that want to work with lifestyle creators and like, think obviously it would make for more organic content for them to like, you know, show a lipstick or stuff. But like, I'm still very open to doing that. I just got to work with Prime, which was amazing, promoting a movie.
That's so cool.
Which was really, really cool. I've worked with artists before, promoting their music, which has been really cool. So it's just different brands, which is a lot of fun. And I really like, I mean, I've had great experiences so far working with brands. That's amazing. Thanks to my management team, honestly. But
yeah, I mean, their management's amazing. Mm-hmm. Who are you with?
I'm with Rewired Talent.
Okay, cool.
Who are you with?
Auslane Agency. Okay. Yeah, they're in New York.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw like a lot of people, I like pitched myself. I saw that like a lot of people who posted similar content to me worked with them. So smart. I was like, let me reach out, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did my research and I was
Yeah,
like,
I kind of did the same thing, honestly. Like, the talent on the roster are like, we're all very similar.
That's definitely the way to go. And like, just make connections. Don't be afraid to like you can network within the influencing world as well, which is like what I think a lot of people don't realize is it is a job. Even though I get all these comments that are like, seek employment. I literally got one today and I've met some amazing people because of it.
Yeah. It's like, I think that's like my favorite part is networking and meeting people, whether it's just through the social media or at events. I think it's so fun. Like, we're all in this together. We're all trying to succeed. Exactly. We're all doing it. Like,
exactly. No, I completely agree. And, and for the most part, everyone I've talked to who I've connected with over social media has been so nice and so friendly and so encouraging. Like, even just reaching out to you, I was like, would you want to do this podcast? And you're like, oh my God, of course. Yeah. Why not? Like, not even a question. Like,
say no more.
Yeah. And I was like, that's just so nice. And it's,
I love
like,
it.
We all
and
have
the people who aren't.
Yeah.
You don't want to be connected to them anyway.
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like in real life, you don't want to be connected with the people who are trying to push you down.
No.
No. Well, this was so fun. This was
so fun. I'm so happy we got to do this.
I know, me too. Where can people find you? What are your handles?
Okay.
You want to pitch anything exciting?
Follow me on at Carly R. Silverman on both Instagram and TikTok, even though my husband has been asking me to change my name for almost a year now, but we're going to stay like that. If you guys are interested in just like married life, you know, living in your 30s, living in Florida, just beauty, lifestyle, all the things.
Man, I'm always so envious when I see you like on a walk in the warm weather. I'm like here in Boston, freezing.
Oh, you couldn't pay me. I wouldn't do well there.
I'm like, we live for our summers though. It's so worth it. But
that's fair.
You know,
very fair.
In my mind, I've always lived in this area, in the New England area. So I'm like, I love it. But these couple of months are miserable.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. But thank you so much. This was so fun.
This is so fun. I love it.
Okay. Amazing. This was so much fun.